Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep into how AI and telematics are changing vehicles, like completely changing them.
Yeah, it's pretty wild how fast things are moving.
Seriously. And we've got a great article from vehicleshopnews.com, their shop talk thing.
Oh, yeah, that one's packed with cool stuff.
So by the end of this, you'll be totally in the know on all the tech stuff, right? Maybe
you
become like futurists. Predicting what's next.
I like that. Predicting the future. All right, let's try to make that happen.
Deal. So first up, Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
They're teaming up with Google, you know, for AI-powered search in their cars.
Yeah, the MBUX virtual assistant thing. But this isn't just like Find Me Coffee.
Right. It's way more than that.
It's like imagine you want a restaurant.
Okay.
You can ask and then keep asking, like, what are the reviews like? What's their best dish? That level of detail.
It's like a built-in concierge.
Yeah.
All thanks to Google Cloud, their automotive AI agent, and Google Maps.
Yeah.
Millions of places, all voice controlled.
Exactly. And think bigger. Like, this changes everything. Cars aren't just about engines anymore. It's the software now.
Software-defined mobility. Right. That's the buzzword. So Mercedes and Google, that's a huge sign of where things are going.
Huge.
It makes you wonder if, well, maybe not those steering wheels in the future, but still. Okay. Next up, Sony and Honda. They've got this EV company, Afila, where mobility meets intelligence. That's their tagline.
Catchy, right?
It is. So Sony and Honda together. Why is everyone freaking out about this?
Well, for one, they're using Qualcomm tech, the Snapdragon digital chassis. It's like the brains of the car for connectivity, safety, all that.
So the foundation is solid. But Afila, the really exciting part is the generative AI.
Yeah, absolutely. Generative AI, or Gen AI for short, it's going to make your car, well, know you.
Oh, interesting.
Like, instead of you learning the car system, it learns you, predicts what you need, makes things super easy to use.
Like a co-pilot who knows your favorite music.
Even better. Deliveries aren't until 2026, I think, but reservations are opening this year. So, yeah, mark your calendars.
I'm on it. Okay, let's change gears a bit. Telematics.
Yeah.
Maybe not as flashy as AI assistants, but still a huge deal for fleets.
Totally agree. And Geotab. They're leading the way there. They've got this platform, works with any car brand, which is huge for businesses with lots of different vehicles.
Right. Instead of separate systems for each truck or whatever, Geotab does it all. That's got to be a lifesaver for fleet managers.
Absolutely. And the info you get, real-time stuff, location, fuel use, how drivers are behaving, maintenance, everything.
Sounds like a control freak's dream, in a good way.
Haha, yeah. Plus, it's open platform, meaning it connects to other software, too, like Codal Fleet Management Solution.
All bases covered. Yeah. So how big is Geotab, really?
Massive. Over 50,000 customers handling billions of data points every hour from 4 million vehicles. And it's not just small companies. They work with the big guys, too.
Like who?
Like Rivian, Volvo, Volkswagen, the A-List.
Wow, okay. Leading the charge and making fleets smarter, for sure. So we've got Mercedes going AI, Afila making cars personal, and Geotab managing all the vehicles. It's like AI is everywhere in the car world now.
It really is. And it's not just about convenience. Safety is a huge part of it, too. And a company doing really cool stuff there is Bosch.
Oh, Bosch. They're kind of like the silent giants of tech, you know?
Yeah.
Always there, making things work. Tell me more. What are they up to with AI and safety?
They are. They really are. At CES, like the big tech show, they showed off some crazy stuff. They've got this braking system, makes stopping in traffic smoother and safer. And get this, a camera, but it's AI powered.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It helps the car see better, basically, for assisted driving or even fully automated stuff. Recognizes objects, edges of the road, way more accurate than before.
But less accidents because the AI's got better eyes than us. That's amazing. What else are they doing?
Okay, this is wild. They're using generative AI to, like, train self-driving cars faster.
Oh, hold on. Explain that one. I'm intrigued.
It's like virtual reality. But for cars,
yeah.
They create these simulations, snow, fog, crazy rain, all the tough stuff.
So the AI learns without having to actually drive in those conditions?
Exactly. Way safer. And Bosch, they're not some tiny company, you know? Almost 430,000 employees, billions in sales. They're a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. Committed to this whole AI in cars thing, pushing the limits.
Mm-hmm.
But as we talk about all this tech, I keep thinking, it's not just about cool features in cars.
Right. It's bigger.
It's how we live. Mm-hmm. Like Mercedes and Google, that voice search, that could help people who can't drive easily now.
Yeah. People with disabilities, older folks, suddenly they can interact with the car way better.
More independence, like freedom to go places.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And think about like ride sharing or those self-driving taxis everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
AI assistants could like recommend stuff to do in the city, give you translations if you're traveling.
The whole experience changes.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Geotab,
mm-hmm.
not just about companies saving money. Mm-hmm. Logistics, deliveries, all that stuff gets smoother, less fuel used, less pollution.
Win-win for everyone. And speaking of eco-friendly stuff, AI can make electric cars way better.
Because range anxiety is still a thing, right? Worried about running out of juice.
Exactly. But AI can learn your driving habits, the weather, even how your battery's doing, and squeeze out more miles.
So more people would actually buy electric if it wasn't so nerve-wracking. Smart.
Very smart. But I'm curious about something. We talk safety, but what about self-driving cars in general? Everyone's been talking about them forever, but it still feels like, is it really going to happen?
It does. Are we actually close to, like, cars driving themselves?
Yeah.
Us just chilling in the back?
Closer than you think. Companies like Tesla, Waymo, Cruise, they're testing this stuff all the time. There are already self-driving cars on the road in some places. It's going to keep growing.
So it is coming. But there's got to be more to it than just the tech working, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's laws, ethics, people actually trusting the cars.
Societal stuff, not just the engineering.
Exactly. Like if the AI is driving, what happens if there's an accident? Who's to blame? What about privacy? Are data being collected? And hacking, can someone take over the car remotely?
Yeah, that's scary. Exciting to think about the possibilities, but kind of freaky too.
Totally. Disruption always happens, but it usually leads to good things in the end. We just got to be smart about it, you know?
Optimistic, but careful.
That's it. We need to be aware of the risks, but AI has the power to change things for the better. So, where do you see this going? What's your prediction for the future of vehicles?
Oh man, if I knew that for sure. But one thing's for sure, things are changing fast. AI, telematics, they're gonna keep changing cars in ways we can't even imagine.
That's what I love about it. We're at the very beginning. What are you most excited about looking ahead?
Me personally, I think AI can make our cars truly ours in a way they never were before.
Okay, I like that.
Like it adapts to your mood, what you like, even your body. The car becomes an extension of you, helping you work better, feel better, be entertained. Wow, yeah. You get in, it sets the temperature, plays your music, even picks the best route based on how you're feeling that day.
Exactly. And I think traffic, like whole cities, will get smarter because of AI. Less jams, safer roads, all that.
So we're headed towards like a transportation that's smooth, efficient, but also like custom made for each of us. Awesome.
It is awesome. Challenges for sure, but I think AI will make things better overall. Safer roads, smarter cities, easier lives. But, you know, all this isn't some far-off thing. It's happening now. The cars of tomorrow are being made today.
So anyone listening, if you want to keep up, gotta keep learning. This stuff changes so fast, knowledge is key. We've only just scratched the surface of what AI and telematics can do. But you know what? I think it's time to kick things up a notch.
Correct.
Because our final segment is going to blow your mind.
Okay, hit me with it. Mind-blowing stuff.
So remember how we were talking about that software-defined mobility thing?
Yeah, where the experience inside the car is becoming, like, just as important as the actual car parts, right?
Exactly. So get this. Imagine if your car, it wasn't just for driving, but, like, a whole space that changes depending on what you need.
Okay, I'm listening. What do you mean changes? Like a transformer?
Not quite, haha. But think about it. What if your car could become your office? Or like a mini gym, even a place to just totally chill out, all at the push of a button.
Whoa, hold on, now that's interesting. Our car is becoming like multi-purpose pods, but how would that even work?
All right, picture this. It's the end of the workday, you're stuck in traffic, but your car knows you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, it goes into relaxation mode. Lights dim, calming music comes on, maybe even some nice scents.
Yeah, okay, I could get used to that. But what about the other stuff? Like a mobile office, turning my car into a gym. That seems a bit trickier.
Not really. With AI and how they can design car interiors now, a lot's possible. Seats that fold into desks, screens popping up, maybe even holograms for meetings.
So you're telling me my morning commute could be my workout time.
Exactly. The car guides you through exercises, uses its sensors to track your movement. Maybe the seats vibrate to, like, work your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do a virtual bike ride, but the scenery's on the windows. Seriously, anything is possible.
This is pretty wild. It's like rethinking what a car even is. But, you know, it makes me wonder.
What's that?
If our cars are doing all this, are we just going to spend even more time in them? And won't that be distracting, like trying to work or watch a movie while driving? That can't be safe.
True, those are definitely things we got to figure out as the tech gets better. But hey, these are just ideas, not like set in stone. We get to decide what the future looks like.
You're right, we do. Can't just accept whatever new tech comes along without thinking about it. There are always downsides.
Totally. But honestly, I think the good stuff outweighs the bad here. Imagine your car helps you de-stress, get work done, even get in shape. That's a pretty awesome future, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. Worth working towards, for sure. But we gotta be careful. Plan things out right.
Absolutely. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive for today. We covered a lot. AI navigation, personalized car spaces, all this crazy stuff. The world of vehicles is changing so fast, and AI is right at the center of it.
It's been amazing exploring all this with you. And for everyone listening, the takeaway is the future is wide open. We get to decide what we want our transportation to be like.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, listeners, we want to know what you think. What excites you about all this? What worries you? Leave us a comment on our website or social media. Let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah, let's do it. And until next time, keep those brains working.
Drive safe, everyone. And thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.